Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Stories of Hope today, which is exactly what it is that we need right now more than ever, is to have these beautiful living examples of what happens when we are faced with storms, when we're faced with challenges and struggles and all kinds of things in our lives that really test us. And then we surrender and amazing miracles can happen. I want to introduce you to our first guest. Carrie Jokala is a Reiki master teacher and host of the Energy Within podcast. She's on a mission to help women embrace their weirdness. Let's all get weird together. Find their confidence to be themselves and step fully into their soul's purpose. She believes when you finally accept who you really are, you can fully accept your soul's calling without fear or resistance. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
So it's wonderful that you're helping women accept their weirdness. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that everyone's just too serious?
I feel actually like people we're too worried that we're weird. And so we shrink because of that. And the reality is that we're all a little weird, so that actually makes us all normal.
It does, yeah. And it really comes down to approving of yourself and really fully accepting all of who it is that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's really important to realize this.
It's a huge realization, and it's a constant journey that I've been on, that I'm still on. I believe confidence is a fluid journey for sure. But I realize that the more I just accept who I am and stop caring so much about what other people might think, I feel so much freer. I feel so much more peace. And I actually really do feel more able to step into my purpose. And that's what I want to let everyone else know. They can do the same thing. They can experience the same thing.
So do you feel that you are in your calling?
Absolutely. And I've gotten so many signs and so much confirmation, even in recent days, just confirming that I am absolutely on my right path and to keep going.
So, you know, you're talking about being in your confident self and also being in your accepting fully who you are, your weirdness and all, everything, all of it. And but before mm-hmm. you got here, there was something else happening.
Yeah, I struggled absolutely with confidence a lot while I was growing up. And I believe that I was born confident, because if you look at really little me, I would have no problem getting up and performing for my family and singing songs and putting on little shows. And then at the same time, though, I wasn't shy. I never identified as being shy, but I was quiet. So it was hard for me to speak up, to put myself out there, to, you know, really go out and intentionally make friends. And as I got into school, I realized that quietness kind of kept me separated from everybody. And it just evolved into me kind of being left out, me being the outsider. And then that evolved even further into me being intentionally excluded from things, like literally told that everyone's group was closed when we had to pick groups that we were going to be in music class for an entire year. And things like that, they seem so little when you look back, but they had a really huge effect on me. And I would never say that I was bullied. I don't feel like I experienced bullying, but I was definitely made fun of. And then that, coupled with being left out, just had a real huge effect on my self-confidence. And I started to shrink try to make myself invisible. Like, if I don't put myself out there, if I don't show my true self, then they don't have anything to make fun of me with. They don't have any fuel for their fire. And as I got a little bit older, I went kind of back and forth. I went to the opposite of extreme of trying to be too big and pretend that I didn't care, when you could look at me and you could tell I still cared. And I was just trying to show that I didn't, but inside I was still hurting very much. And then I kind of flip-flopped back the other way and really kind of put on like this sad puppy act. And one day, I overheard a conversation from some people that I knew, some of my dance teachers, actually. They were talking about someone that they really loved. They really wanted to see happy and, you know, really step into who they really were. But they were always pushing away compliments, putting themselves down. And it didn't matter what they said to try to lift this person up. They just wouldn't accept it. And something in me clicked when I overheard that. And I realized, is that what I'm doing to people? Am I making other people feel that way? Because I didn't accept compliments. I always was waiting for the backhanded, you know, making fun of to come back to me. And obviously it didn't fix everything immediately for me, having that light bulb moment, but it really sparked something in me to start being conscious of how I was talking, how I was acting, and my own thoughts too. Like, that was the start of understanding that other people didn't always say or do things because of me. Like, I wasn't not invited to that party because they didn't like me. They were only inviting close family or things like that. You know, starting to flip it around and understand that it's not always about you. That was a really big realization for me that really sparked the beginning of my intentional confidence journey.
I'm curious, are you an Aries? Aries rising?
I do not have any Aries, actually. I'm a Virgo.
Okay. I just, the reason why I ask is because, you know, the Aries, the I am is, you know, the opposite of that is the one that, you know, is left out from the party. And
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's the opposite. Like, I'm not included, but who knows? This could have been a core wound, that is really being brought up to the surface right now so that you can really claim your self-mastery. And it sounds like you're doing that and you've done that. And now you're confident in yourself with who you are and not projecting false stories onto the collective.
Yeah. And when I started really noticing other people behaving the way that I used to, once I started to make that switch, and I'd be like, oh my God, now I'm feeling the way that I might be making other people feel when I had been acting sad puppy. And it really made me want to take some kind of action, figure out some way that I could help, something that I could do to help people understand that it didn't have to be like that, that the way they were perceiving things wasn't necessarily true, that people did like them. There are people that love you, and there are people that will accept you exactly as you are, and you don't need to worry about the rest.
Exactly. And, you know, I do find there is value in, you call it sad puppy, I call it, you know, woe is me. Mm-hmm. I do find there's value in that when you really want to transcend the energy and move into the energy and really feel what it feels like to be woe is me, to, so that you can really be conscious and present, woe is me, right? Like sad puppy. I know, like when I start pouting, when I pout, that's when I know, there's something I feel like I'm not going to get, right? There's something I feel like I'm not. So I feel like there's value in having that awareness and sitting in that energy for a little while so that you can really feel it and be with it and realize, oh, you know, I feel like I'm not, there's not something that I'm receiving or that I'm asking for, or what I'm putting out isn't being heard.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I actually preach that all the time, that I don't ever want anyone to bypass their feelings, to pretend that they're confident when they're not. If you're having a moment, have your moment and have it for as long as you need to. Process through it. That's the important thing. And it's a hard thing to say how long you should sit with something. I feel intuitively we all know when it's time to start moving out of it. And that could be a day, it could be a week, it could be 2 months. Who knows? It depends on what the situation is, what your feeling is, and how much needs to be processed through. But the important thing is that you're moving through it and you don't stay stuck there. You realize that something needs to happen and you start to flip it around once you're ready.
Right. I just like to, with my conscious awareness, because usually, you know, emotional, if we're triggered emotionally that way, you know, usually between 24 to 48 hours, we've moved through the cycle of the moon and, you know, from that darkness of the moon and moved through and then it's lost the charge. It's key what you said, that we don't stay in mm-hmm. the victim energy, that we come through it. I mean, when woe is me is much different than grief.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's such a different energy. But, you know, I do find that when we bring our conscious awareness into it, that we can really, you know, sit in it and go, yeah, what does it feel like to be out here in this pity party by yourself and really be with it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And right. then choose your way out of it again. Claim your way out of it. What's the most powerful thing I can do right now, like you said?
Right.
So that's so awesome that you're doing that. So what do you want to leave the audience with today as far as, you know, what's the messaging that you have for them?
Really just to start by accepting yourself, because I found that I was waiting for someone for a long time. Like if someone would just notice me, if someone would just be nice to me, if someone would just tell me they want to be my friend. And if that happens to you and that's what rescues you, that's awesome. But for me, that wasn't what happened. And I realized I had to take care of myself, not in a push everybody away kind of way, but the work had to start with me. I had to really solidify my confidence and project what I wanted other people to see me as. And then that's how they would see me. So really, truly accepting who you are and just being who you are, you're going to find your people. They're going to see that light. They're going to be attracted to you. It might take some time, but I have experienced that it absolutely will happen. I've found my people. They keep coming. They keep showing up. I've found my true friends, the people I feel comfortable with, and the people that I like to work with as clients as well.
Right. You know, it's so important to really be in alignment with who you are and make the declaration that I want to be with people that want to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're beautiful, Carrie. I love the work that you're doing. How can people find you on social media? What are your best places to look you up?
Yeah, so the two places I hang out the most are Instagram and my Facebook group. So Instagram is I Am Carrie Jokala. And my Facebook group is called The Energy Within, just like the podcast. So you can jump in and just make sure to answer the questions so I know it's a real person. And
good. Well, what are you up to this weekend? Are you doing something fun?
Actually, I have a kid-free weekend because my mother-in-law is taking the kids overnight on Saturday, and my husband and I are going to hang out and have some time together.
I think you guys are going to have some fun.
I think so, too.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your beautiful, wise self with us. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Amy Chivaka. She is an eating psychology coach, personal chef, author, speaker, and smile advocate. You'll see that as soon as you meet her. Amy is the founder of the Food is Love Experience, a journey that removes guilt, shame, and make wrong of your relationship with food and creates the space to bring joy and ease and fun to eating again. That sounds great. She uses her sparkle to ignite your clarity on what to eat, gives you joy in the process, and confidence to never diet again. She's a food artist, a mom of two boys, a digital nomad, and loves spending time with amazing people over amazing food. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
So I was asking you when we were in the green room, where do you live? And you said?
I live out of my suitcase. It's a very colorful suitcase I collect stickers on. And life circumstance, I made lemonade, I guess, or I actually made like mimosas or something, margaritas, because I have two children in two different countries. And I decided that I would pack up everything and be able to go back and forth. And then in between, I get invitations to go many other places because I can't pick up and go. So I'm always looking for the next invitation and I have a lot of fun doing it.
So yes, because the other thing you said is that you prepare food for retreats.
Yes. So I started when I was at a home and was rooted, if you will. I had a personal chef business. And then I ventured into the psychology of eating. Why? Even though I'm filling refrigerators full of food, people weren't eating it sometimes. And so that led me down the path to the psychology of eating. And that's where I became ignited with energy and excitement to help people fall in love with food again. And so my hobby, since I love cooking for people, is to cook for retreats on location, wherever they are in the world.
That's so good. That is so good. You know, I know so many retreat leaders. I know so many retreat leaders that that need that because, you know, everyone's always looking for having, you know, like the community in the community, the local community, either cater to them or something like that. But to have someone, I'm a retreat leader myself, so I know that this is something that I've looked for myself.
Yes, and it's not easy, so.
No, it's really good to know you. So what type of food do you prepare?
Anything that you need. I focus on healthy. I do a lot of alternative type recipes, so gluten-free, dairy-free. I'm actually cooking for a retreat next week. There's three vegans. There's four very much want to eat meat guys in the group. So it'll be an interesting balance, but I'm very creative. And the beauty of my food is I learned to cook in Italy where it is simple and delicious because the number one ingredient is love.
Yes. So are you living the life of your dreams? Are you in your true calling?
I am in my true calling and it's just getting better. I believe that my life is a journey. This is part of the step to get to the next place. My big vision is to travel and to actually speak to large groups about food and love and the relationship that we have with food that creates the relationship with our bodies. And if we are in balance in that relationship, we are more able to understand what it's asking for instead of being pulled by cravings that we fight. We'll be in better balance. So I have created the life. I get to go where I want and be with both of my children. And it just keeps getting better.
Yeah, that's really a great way to explain that, you know, because right away, you know what your vision is. And you know that it's evolving and it's growing. And that life is good right now. And that's going to create the next good moment and the next good moment and the next good moment. And as soon as you say that life just keeps getting better, it's just going to keep getting better and better and better because you say it is so. That right. is the prophecy, right?
I totally believe that focusing on your dreams, they need to be big, and you don't need to worry about the how to get there. Because if you have the big dream that's up here, when a step is presented to you to kind of get that way, you're like, oh, I can take that. Oh, look, I can go this way. And it's not all golden road for me. It's not all fuzzy and warm. And I have lonely times and I have frustrated. And I have I'm going to go get a job and freaking buy a house moments. But ultimately, I am motivated by my vision to help people around the world understand their relationship with food, and that keeps me going. And you figure out the steps to take to move to the next place and to grow this vision that I have. I know that it's actually smaller than where I'm actually going to end up. Like, I've experienced that when I first started my personal chef business. I had no idea someday I'd be speaking to people about their relationship with food, and yet here I am, and traveling the world and experiencing different cultures. I really want to try doing spice markets around the world. I mean, there's just so much out there that I'm excited to explore.
Yeah, there's so much out because you could be starting an adventure blog, a travel blog that's going to, you know, a vlog that's going to show yes. all the spices and all the different things that you're doing. And people, as soon as you're traveling right away, you have the travel audience as you already have an audience because people right. love to travel, right? So you yes. have that, you have food, people love to experience.
Yeah, nobody doesn't want to talk about food for the most part. Like in the airports, on the airplane, everywhere. If you talk food, the most beautiful thing I love about food is that I could be at a table with 10 other people that do not speak my language. And we could share an experience and the same energy and the same love without actually being able to verbally communicate to each other. That is the beautiful thing about food.
It is. And you know what? It's also the thing that people think about all day long. They wake up in the morning and they think about it for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner.
Yeah.
So it's really great that you have such a wonderful relationship with food and re-educating humanity to have a love affair again with food, because we've had, you know, such conflicting messages and love-hate relationship with food that mm-hmm. we can transcend that and change that. And yeah. we can do that when, you know, you share with us your passion about how you're doing it and changing our relationship with food. It's very inspiring. And also the other thing about the way that you're living your life as an entrepreneur, traveling the world, living your dream, when we're doing that, it's not certain. Things are not planned out. And that's actually the adventurous part about it. Whether you're traveling the world or you're an entrepreneur from home, is living in these uncertain times, we have to be willing to leave the next moment empty. And yes. leave the next moment empty so that the next, that how you were talking about can show up. But if yeah. you have it all planned out and all figured out because you're worried about, you don't know how it's going to happen or whatever, then mm-hmm. there's no space for the universe to deliver you the how.
Yeah. And a new experience, a new dream. Like if you're not open to it, then there's no new dream.
Because I see you. Yeah. I see a big, huge, you know, I see a big, huge adventure for you and everything that you're putting together. I love that you're doing that. You're traveling, you're enjoying it. You're creating your dream life. You've got the vision, you want to speak. And so now all the little things will just.
They're coming to place. I'm here. I'm speaking to you. I'm on the radio show.
And right.
I'm taking opportunities as they come at me and I'm loving it.
So how do people look you up on social media and follow you on your travel?
Yes. And I have an email that has tips on how to create that juicy relationship with food. And I have some science stuff behind it. And where's Amy? Everybody is like, where are you today? Even my parents, I'll call them. They're like, where are you today? Even though I'm right on the calendar. Okay, I'm here. But so I am Amy Civica, and it looks like Civica. And that's on all social media platforms. And then my website is thefoodisloveexperience.com. And you can go there and sign up for my email and or follow me on social media. And you're getting better stuff in the email, I have to say. So let's get in there. But I am everywhere, and I am totally excited to meet anybody who needs a retreat chef too.
Yeah. Well, definitely would like to talk with you again in the future about, you know, my community and where I can see that you would totally fit in with what it is that you're doing there. You know, I feature the world's best leading influencers in the KS Media Group app, and there's people from around the world. All of them are doing workshops, retreats all over the world.
Okay.
So it's a fantastic community. And, and as far as your newsletter, you know, that also is another important piece, because when you can give us little tips and, you know, throughout, how often do you send your newsletters out?
Every Thursday.
Okay, so it's Thursday, every Thursday. Did you pick Thursday for a reason, or?
It's a trial. I have a VA, and we talked about what might work. And I know at the beginning of the week, I have a hard time getting to emails because you're jumping into the week and you're doing things. So I figured by Thursday, things have calmed down, hopefully, and you're able to spend a little bit more time. And also, if you are getting ready for the weekend, there's also recipes and stuff like in there. So you might enjoy a new recipe for trying for the weekend, and there's all kinds of fun stuff. So
yeah, this is really good. You know, it's good to receive the inspiration of what it is that you're living and your passion and what is there that you're sharing. And so those kinds of newsletters are fun to receive. So yes. I will definitely be signing up for your newsletter. And
thank you.
For sure. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I'm definitely going to have Ashley book us another appointment, and where we can talk again about other collaborations. And so I want to thank you, and I want to thank the audience for listening and tuning in. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Welcome back, everyone. It's so exciting, today's show, with all these fabulous stories and guests that we have that are living amazing lives. Melissa Tong is here. She's an award-winning storyteller working to shorten your sales cycle by the way of storytelling. And that's her bio. That's what I have. And you know what? I love that. The shorter, the better. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. So the shorter, the better. I so agree with you. And I actually have a new tagline that I would love to share. And that is build your story, build your business.
Build your story, build your business.
Yep.
I like that. So build your story, build your business. Elaborate on that.
Exactly. Because regardless of what business you're in, right, we all need to connect with our customers. If we cannot connect with our customers, they're not listening. Then if they're not listening, they're not buying. It's pretty obvious. So when you need to connect with your customers, to me, the fastest, easiest, and most effective way to do that is storytelling. Now, I'm not talking about whipping up some story and just telling a personal story that you can go on and on and on, and I'm not talking about that kind of connection. I'm talking about based on what you sell, you know, the nature of your business and your special value proposition, your special sauce and all of that, take all of that and then craft an impactful story and use the story to connect with your audience.
How long is that story supposed to be?
It can be short, it can be long. I mean, you know, like you said, the more succinct, the better. So I usually, you know, teach people how to do that in an elevator pitch. So encompass everything, you know, in 30 seconds, and you can, you know, have a 60 seconds, have a 90 seconds, or you can write a page using the same story for your website. I mean, the distribution channel doesn't matter, but, you know, it's the story that matters.
So, you know, here we are on Stories of Hope. We usually have these 10, 12 minute segments. So give us the example. Now I'm going to put you on the spot, because you are on the spot, because this is your creation, because you created us to facilitate this experience here. So tell us the story of your business. tell us the story, you know, because here's the thing with exactly what you're saying is that a lot of people, entrepreneurs especially, they think they need to have all this time, like this 1 hour segment or this 30 minute segment when to make the connection, like you said. So go for it.
Sure. I'm going to use me as an example. Okay. Yeah. So now, you know, I do story and I tell stories and I'll use myself as an example. Like I would normally, the way I would do it is, you know, hi, I'm Melissa Tong. I am a TV newscaster turned award-winning storyteller. Now I do storytelling for a living. And the reason why I got into storytelling was actually not really something that I picked. I grew up with parents who did not know how to show the emotions and show love. So because of that, I didn't know how to express my feelings. I had friends, don't get me wrong, but I never learned how to connect. So if you believe in God or universe, whatever you call it, right? So God has a different plan for me. I was a music composition major and I thought I was gonna be a composer. And then after I finished my MFA degree, God said, okay, you need to get over here. So somehow I got a job because of my bilingual skills as a TV news anchor, reporter, and producer. And besides anchoring the news, they gave me a 5-minute human interest segment every day. And I was on the job for 4 years. So in those 4 years, I interviewed thousands of people from all walks of life, including famous people and Hollywood celebrities. And I ended up covering over 1,200 stories. Now, at the time, I didn't know it yet, but because I didn't know how to connect, right? So God said, okay, you need to learn this skill set. And I learned it by storytelling. But at the time, I didn't know that. So I went on, you know, being a producer, director, doing TV commercials, branded content. I did independent movies and documentaries. And then only actually a few years ago did I finally look back at what I've done and realize that, wow, there's a common thread here. I have been telling stories for 20 something years. So why do I limit myself on just telling stories on screen? I can help somebody else pull a story and craft a very nice, succinct, impactful story so they can use it for their business. So, and then I started working with, you know, small business owners, entrepreneurs on how to craft a story for them. I also work with mid-sized businesses, you know, more on the branding and marketing side. And then I still have my corporate clients, you know, doing TV commercials and branded content. So that's how I started as a storyteller.
Well, you've got me pulled in, that's for sure. I'm totally in. I was engaged. You had me engaged. You had me present. You had me pulled in. I was paying attention to what it is that you were saying. So excellent job.
Thank you.
And I also love how you talked about you went back to all the skills, everything that you've learned, everything that you've done, because that's another thing that entrepreneurs really, you know, where they miss the boat is being able to look back at everything that you've been through in life, all the different things that you've done, some of them well, some of them, you know, whatever, all of it gained experience. And then how can you incorporate some of those skill sets into what it is that you're doing now? Because a lot of that comes natural to you and it's what you're good at. And so, you know, what it is that you were doing, interviewing, all the different things that you were doing was natural. You were good at it. And then by you taking a step back and looking back and then having that realization and now brought it back into your business.
Yeah, I could not agree more, especially as a woman entrepreneur, right? We're so good with multitasking. I'm sure you can relate. And I'm sure, you know, everyone in the audience can relate. We're so good at multitasking. And sometimes, because we're so good at doing so many things at the same time, we miss the one thing that we're best at. Now, am I a good producer? Absolutely. Am I a good director? Absolutely. Right? Am I a good interviewer? Absolutely. Right? But when I look back, like, what is the thing that I am best at? And what I'm best at is really storytelling. So that's why I didn't have that limitation anymore. Before, I was limiting myself to just telling stories on screen, right? But now I realize, hey, I don't have to limit to just doing stories on screen. I can do story for an elevator pitch. I can do a story for a pitch deck. I can do a story for a website. I mean, it doesn't matter where it sits. But you still need that story in order to connect.
Right. And you were able to right away, when I put you on the spot, you were able to right away take us into it. So it wasn't something, it's obviously something that you're practicing, living, and doing.
And breathing it every day.
Yeah. And the other thing that I love about what you're, who you are and what you're doing is, again, I love the shorter the better. You know, we've had, you know, a lot of times I get so many people come through here and their bios are like this long, right? And it's really, you know, it's too many things. It's really the shorter, the better. And I think that's also another thing to point out now, right? Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to be known for one thing. And then once people start to know, oh, okay, you can do this, and then you can expand. But you can't throw 10 things at people. People are not going to be able to remember, let alone understand, right? So it's too much to choose. A confused mind never buys.
Right. And the other thing that you know is you know what you're best at. And that's also another thing that most entrepreneurs don't sit down and contemplate is what am I best at? And then communicate that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can communicate what you're best at and just, you know, take that into the marketplace, have a good story about it, connect, I'm sure you'll get there.
So what do you want the audience to do? What do you want people to do?
I want people to really take a look at all the skill sets and then pull out one thing that, you know, you're best at. Really take a hard look, because sometimes it's not so easy, because like I said, we're so good at doing so many different things. Pick out one thing that you cannot live without.
That's good. That's good.
Cannot live without. Like I can live without, you know, some of the things that I've been doing, but I cannot live without storytelling, because it's just so, like you said, right? To me, it's second nature. You know, it's just so natural to me. It just comes so natural. So pick out the one thing that comes natural to you that you don't really have to spend any effort on. You can do it in your sleep. You can do it. You can just roll it any given day, any given minute, right? That is the thing that you should be doing. And then when you can take that into the world, then you're actually helping people. Like, you know, I'm helping people craft the stories, and I cannot tell you, sometimes it brought people to tears because they never realized they have so much to give. They always say, oh, you know, I can only do this, I can only do that. They didn't realize they can actually, you know, compose a story based on all the skill sets that they have. People don't realize that.
Right.
They think, oh, you know, I'm limited, I do one thing, Yeah, but you can take all of that and then make a career out of it. I mean, I took my 27 plus years of experience and making a career out of it and building myself a storyteller. Now, I know a lot of people out there, you know, call themselves, oh, I'm a storyteller. I'm a photographer. I'm a storyteller. Oh, I'm a website person. I'm a storyteller. I don't agree with that. They can say whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. But, you know, truly, like I can look at myself like I'm a true storyteller. You know, yeah. I have done over 1,200 stories. I am good with pulling stories for commerce. You see, I'm not teaching you how to tell a story. I'm telling you how to apply the storytelling skills in business to get your clients. So that's a very, very different skill set.
That is. This was a powerful segment. What's your social media handles before?
Very easy. So my company name is Duck Punk, D-U-C-K-P-U-N-K. And my name is Melissa Tong with two L's. Two S's, so M-E-L-L-I-S-S-A-T-O-N-G. You can find me very easily.
Powerful woman. I love it. It just feels very, very inspiring. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and inspiring us with your brilliance, your gifts, and your storytelling.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Everyone, check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm just so moved by our guests today. And again, here's another wonderful, fabulous lady that's going to inspire us, Nicole Vegas. And she lives in Vegas. Right, Nicole?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on and connecting with me through Facebook. What a great social media platform to connect each other from different parts of the world. So I love that part.
I do love that part too. So I just, you know, I was talking with you behind the scenes, and you have an incredible biography, your bio of how you've served the country you were. Why don't you introduce yourself? Why don't you tell us about your service?
Okay. Well, my name is Nicole Butler Vegas. I have to put Butler in there for my IMBD. That's Nicole Butler, then hyphenated Vegas. It just works out that way. I met my husband back in 1998 when I was in the military. I was deployed for 4 months to Prince Sultan Air Force Base in Saudi Arabia. I was in security forces. And then further down the road, after being married with kids, I went into the North Las Vegas Police Department. I only did a short term, but I mean, just the people that I had to help and see every day. My favorite part, though, with the background I have is the community service that I've done for over 10 years. And that part is really imperative, especially that, you know, that when things head south and stores were closing and people didn't have the transportation or the money to get the means, I was able to communicate. A lot of people that had elderly parents here in Nevada, Las Vegas, they reached out to me and I was able to get the food delivered to their parents. So that part is really important. Finding fellow helpers in the world. So, and then I started acting about a year and a half ago, and that was a lot of work too. I didn't know. I went in very foolishly, thinking, "Oh, this is easy. Just work, and more work, and more connections, and then a lot of energy and learning." So I'm trying to, you know, from everything that I did experience in life, and then meet people, and then when I meet certain people, I love to connect them to the people that I do know. And help build that community.
I think that's so powerful, especially right now. So this is a huge skill set of yours because it comes very natural to you. My previous guest that was here, we were talking about skill sets and doing what comes natural to you. And that to me sounds, this is very natural for you. You do it without even, you know, thinking about it. It's something that's really important to you. So community builder connections, and especially in today's world where we need to learn how to do that again. And I really feel like I know that you're doing it right now in your community where you live locally. And it's something that definitely needs to happen locally, but people need to be taught how to do this. in their communities. So I'm saying to you, it would be great, you know, you have another venue where you can use the online world as well, with being able to teach the online world about how to do what it is that you do locally.
Well, I got to connect with a friend through social media recently, like the last 2 days, and he's from Africa and he does nonprofits there. And he wants me to reach out and just say hello to the children there. Isn't it nice from other parts of the world that people actually come together and they care? What do you need? How do you need it? Let me see what I can do. If I can't personally do it, let me reach out to people that I know that could help you along. And that part is really amazing. And then I, you know, that acting industry, building that platform, people get to know you that way. And then some people have never volunteered before. So planting that seed, you know, I can volunteer, or I need the resources, or maybe I meet somebody that has a nonprofit. And that part, if I can connect that together with the acting, that's my passion then. I'm bringing my passion with me. So that part, it's imperative for me. So that platform building, connecting, and knowing that there's people that care, and then they can help provide the resources. If it's not local, then I'll look up in their area the nonprofits. A lot of people, they never struggled, or they've been struggling for so long, they're exhausted. So they need people to step up in every area and every aspect to be that mentor, be inspiring, and to know that there's people that can help out if they're willing to do their work themselves too. They have to do some work. I can't do all the work for them, but I can redirect them into a good resource to help them get back on that path to where they're able to enjoy their life again and provide for their families. So that part is really important.
Yeah. So is this all volunteer service that you do?
Yes. I have people want me to help them with the marketing part and they pay, but if I'm stuck with just one nonprofit, then I'm missing out on the other ones and I can't just be confined to one. So it's wherever the wind blows. I'm volunteering this Saturday with Project for Humanities. That was actually my first nonprofit I was ever to volunteer for, Shauna Gonzalez. And I love that part. So actually handing out food, connecting people, maybe people need bus passes. It's just those resources, even with veterans, for the mentoring of veterans courts in Henderson through Mark Judd Stevens. There's just avenues of different ways that people need the resource. So the more I volunteer, the more I'm connected, the more I can cut. You know, when I come in contact with somebody, help them out.
Yeah. I'm so inspired by you. That is just so wonderful the way that you are driven to do this, because there's so many people that can also be doing this, right? And, but probably don't even know how to start.
Well, first they have to work on themselves. You can't help other people if you can't help yourself first. Mm. Once you get established that way, and if there's a time and there's a resource to be able to give back, then do it. It's just a lot of people, especially nowadays, are kind of us figuring out with the grocery income. You know, there's ways to get free groceries or bus passes, medical and dental. It's just putting yourself out there. A lot of people that, you know, they're sheltered. And maybe they forgot what the struggle's like, or they haven't had it yet, but we all go through it. And it's being smart and savvy to connect, stay connected. A lot of people will disconnect. And that's the worst thing you could do, is push everybody away and be by yourself. Because, you know, people like to struggle on their own, and they don't have to. There's ways to give hope and redirection for those nonprofits. And I feel it. I see it. But sometimes I get really tired. There's days where I do need to kind of replenish myself, because I sometimes don't have a limit. So I'm always giving, and then I deplete myself. So I have to learn to balance in that area.
Yeah.
Learning. Yes.
Learn to balance and also put the boundaries, because, yes, you know, you can infinitely give from your overflow, but not to the point where it gets depleted. It's once that happens, it's really, you know,
it takes me a couple days. I'm like, all right, I need to, you know, and then I'm back in track. But sometimes I just, there's so many people reaching out to me, and then it gets a little overwhelming. And that's where I have to then connect them to the resources and the nonprofits that are there for them. I can't help everybody out, but I can redirect them to the resources that are there, that people do donate to and give grants and, that part's important. So knowing the resources that are out there for people that are going through a hardship.
So what is it that you want to leave the audience with today? What do you want? Well, first of all, I just want to say, what's your big vision with your heart, with what what it is that you, what do you see happening in the world? What is your vision?
You know, when people don't really find their purpose. I found my purpose. I realize that I'm put on this planet to connect people and help each other, connect to each other and get the resources or give them encouragement. I have a backstory. Everybody has something that goes on of survival mode. It's the mindset, but also you have to love yourself. You have to care about yourself. And no one has it easy, even though it might look like it in the picture perfect world. People are like, oh, that person, I want their life. Everybody has to go through something. So instead of making poor choices, reach out, do some research so you can make the best choice so you're not digging yourself deeper in a hole. So yeah, that part is really imperative. I don't know. I just like helping people out and that's it. But I don't ever want to be just signed into one particular group. I really enjoy.
You want the freedom. You want the freedom to be able to float and to be able to flow around. Like you said, this weekend,
Wherever the wind blows, for some reason, the attention's going this way. I have to address it to see what ways I can help out or connect or bring it to the community's attention that this is going on. And how can other people be aware of it so they're not going to have to go through it either, or they can have the resources so they can connect. So for me, I think it's the connecting. And yeah, I've always been actually good.
I feel like your title is Nicole Vegas Connector.
Fellow helper, a public servant.
You are a humanitarian connector. You connect all the dots, but you are a connector. That is what you do. That is what you do. You are a connector. Let's tell the audience where they can find you on Facebook, where they can follow you, they can be inspired by you.
All right. It's Nicole Vegas on Facebook. And then I do have an Instagram, but it's really small. I don't really share as much on there. So I would go through the Nicole Vegas one on Facebook and they can message me. And if they do need help connecting, then I can take the time to see what's in their area and how to help them out or to share my storyline. Maybe they have a business or whatever they're doing, just kind of give a shout out. And then I usually tag a whole bunch of people so they're aware of this other person wants to also be connected. They want to be known. They want to form their own family too in this world. Just like I had with the film family too. And that's worldwide. That's global. And there's so much going out there. And I've met some really good people. So I'm hoping that I can share on my Facebook then, and they can connect with you. So you know how that is. It's just building that community.
Yeah, it's a ripple. It's a ripple. Well, you are such a delight to behold. Your heart is so big, a heart of gold you have, Nicole. I can totally feel your energy and feel how you really want to serve and help. I mean, it's really awesome that you care that much. And I'm honored to meet you. And it was wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you so much for what it is that you're doing in the world. And may you stay blessed.
As I bless others too. It's a full circle that comes around.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you everybody for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll see you all again next Friday. Take good care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.